dream. You are falling, lost in the listening distance as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight we have a nasty little piece for wayward strangers, even if they eventually turn out to be you. The play, based on the German short story by Christian Noack and dramatized especially for this series by Otto Lowy, is called Wildcats.
Sir!
Yes?
Did you just get off that express?
Yes, why?
It doesn't stop at this station, you know.
Oh, but obviously it did.
Never does.
I just got off it, so why did
it? Only because of some trouble down the line. Picked up a work crew, I suppose.
I was told my village was the first stop.
Sorry, this can't be it. First regular stop is a good 2 hours farther on.
When's the next train back?
There's a local tomorrow. 6 in the morning.
Tomorrow morning?
6 a.m.
And there's no other way?
No.
All right. I suppose it can't be helped. Where's the waiting room?
The waiting room is closed.
Closed?
Since sundown.
Well, is there some place in this godforsaken hole I can stay overnight?
Right opposite the station. Small hotel.
That old barn over there.
Only one we've got.
But they don't even have a light on.
They're asleep. You'll have to knock on the door. Bell's broken.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Yes? Is something the matter?
No, nothing the matter, but I'd like to rent a room.
A room?
Yes, for tonight.
Just a minute, please.
You want a room?
Well, this is a hotel, isn't it?
Just step back, please. I want to see your face.
All right. You like my face?
Thank you. That'll do. I'm coming down.
Oh, everything takes ages. What a place. I suppose I can't expect anything else. I want to see your face. I just hope the beds are clean.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Come in.
Thank you.
My sister is airing your room.
Sorry if we seemed a little suspicious. But you see, we're alone in the house. And we're afraid when it gets dark.
What are you afraid of?
Wildcats.
Wildcats?
They come in the dark. I can't stand to hear them shriek when the moon is full.
Wildcats? In this part of the country?
They ought to shoot them before they do a lot of damage. We've written again and again to the government about it. But the government doesn't care. They never answer our letters.
Are you sure you're talking about wildcats?
Are you from the government?
No. No, I'm not. But I can't imagine wildcats here in this country. I'd like to see one.
Oh, it's too late now.
I beg your pardon?
They're gone.
Well, maybe they'll come back.
They only come when we're alone.
I see.
Good evening. Your room is ready.
This is my sister Olympia. Miss Olympia.
Delighted to meet you.
Would you mind signing the guest book, please? Berndt. That's an intelligent-sounding name.
Is it? Where's the telephone, please?
We have no telephone.
Is there one in the village?
There is no village. Only this house and the railway station.
I'm sorry I had to get you out of bed because of me.
Oh, we are the ones who must apologize.
It's not very often that we have guests.
Well, then, may I wish you a good night?
That's very kind of you.
Very kind indeed.
And may I take your...
No, thank you, thank you. But I insist on carrying my suitcase up myself.
When do you want us to wake you?
I'm afraid rather early. Shall we say, 5 o'clock?
You're taking the early train?
Yes, the 6 o'clock.
We'll have your breakfast ready.
Mm-hmm. Are you feeling ill, Mr. Bent? You look pale, tired. Olympia, doesn't Mr. Bent look tired?
Let me look closer.
Can't you see? I think Mr. Bent looks very tired.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do feel rather weary.
My sister is quite right. You do look tired. Is there anything we can do for you?
Anything at all?
I wonder if it's too late for coffee.
Strong coffee? Milk and sugar?
That would be very nice, thank you.
Will you be able to sleep after coffee?
Oh, I'm used to it.
Melanie will bring a tray to your room. Of course, it'll take a few minutes.
Oh, that's all right. Thank you very much.
The coffee won't be long. Does he like the room?
Yes, he says it's quite adequate.
He's got lovely hands. Did you notice his hands?
I only noticed his eyes. Where is the guest book, Olympia?
On the desk, where he signed it. Beautiful hands. One's life story is written in the palm. But not in the eyes, I think.
Here's the book. Now, let's see. Bent. Julian. Born August the 17th?
What are you doing with that book? I didn't want you to...
His name is Julian.
Coincidence. Just a silly coincidence.
I thought the name didn't exist anymore.
Come and sit down, Melanie.
He has the same eyes. Julian's. I remember his eyes.
That's just your imagination. You need more rest. A good night's sleep. Your Julian is dead. A long time ago. You forgot that.
Did I? But I didn't forget his eyes.
This is another Julian. A stranger. It's just a coincidence that his name is Julian.
Will he go away again?
Of course he'll go away again.
It may be years before another man comes. Somebody who's lost his way and wants to rent a room. Perhaps nobody will ever come again. Who's going to look after us? We'll be all alone, always. When it gets dark, we bolt the door and go to bed. We depend on each other. But one day...
Now, Melanie.
If something should happen to you, Olympia, if you should someday...
Stop. Please stop.
No. No, don't be a coward, Olympia. Listen to me. What'll happen to me if you die, Olympia? What shall I do? We are the last. We have no family, no friends, not even neighbors. Who will I call? Only the authorities.
Everything will be all right in the morning. We'll go to the village and talk to the people. You'll enjoy that, Melanie.
Is the coffee ready?
I'll take it up. You can go to bed now. I'll give you something to make you sleep.
I don't want to sleep. Not tonight. We have a visitor named Julian. Light the candles in the parlor.
The parlor?
Let's stay up, as we used to do.
Oh.
You read to me, and I'll mend the tablecloth.
Oh, that's a pleasant idea. We haven't sat in the parlor for ages. I'll go and take the dust covers off the furniture.
Strange. Everything can change all of a sudden. Everything can change. Julian.
What will change?
Everything. If he stays, if we make him stay...
Melanie? You're not going to...
Give me the coffee. The way I mix it, he'll have no trouble sleeping.
Melanie, perhaps he has a family or someone who's waiting for him.
Didn't we wait for him? Have you forgotten how lonely we were, Olympia?
He'll stay, Melanie. He'll need us. You won't have to do anything.
Mr. Bernd? It's 5 o'clock, Mr. Bernd. Can you hear me? 5 o'clock. He's locked himself in.
I wonder why.
I'll ask the man at the station to break down the door.
Isn't that dangerous? The station master broke down the door once before. He could become suspicious.
This is our house, and we can have our doors broken as often as we want.
Oh.
You're going to get your bicycle and go to the village, Olympia. I need something from the drugstore.
Morphine?
And see if the florist has some roses.
Roses?
He'll wake up tonight. He'll call us. We'll be company for him. Are you ready, Olympia?
I will be in a minute.
Hurry up. He could wake up at any moment. We'll ask him questions. They always tell the truth just before they're quite awake.
Papa always answered the most intimate questions.
Thanks to morphine, they are too weak to lie. Look at me. Have you put on lipstick?
I ate candied cherries.
Don't lie to me. You even put on rouge.
At my age, if I want to put on rouge, I'll put on rouge. After all, you put a rose in your hair, a red rose. You're also wearing some of Mama's jewelry, the garnets.
The jewelry is mine. It belongs to me. Papa gave it to me.
He shouldn't have. The garnets are Mama's. When she left, she was looking for her jewelry. She looked everywhere for it. You hid it.
Be quiet.
And I know where you hid it. In the hothouse. Under the oleander trees.
You take that back. You take that back right now. You wanted the jewelry for yourself the way you wanted Papa for yourself. Hypocrite.
Oh.
But I've always known. Always. I could see right through you, Olympia.
Why, you.
Olympia, did I hurt your feelings?
Melanie, we quarrel like wildcats.
Sorry, but I simply don't understand. I can't seem to remember how it all started.
When you were about to go to your room, I asked you if you felt ill. Remember?
Oh, I'm not sure.
You wanted us to wake you at 5 a.m. because you didn't answer when we knocked. We had the door forced open.
It was locked, you see.
And you were unconscious.
Oh, I'm sorry to have caused you so much trouble.
May we sit down?
Of course.
I'll watch the clock for you. In half an hour, you'll go back to bed like a good boy. We'll take your temperature and give you another injection.
Another injection?
Dr. Webb's orders.
With a bit of luck, you'll be able to get up for half an hour tomorrow and take a walk. We'll show you the fish ponds.
And yet, I don't seem to feel ill, just sort of weak.
Actually, you were lucky, you know. Nobody could look after you better than my sister and I. We are trained nurses. We've got certificates.
Why did it have to happen to me, of all people?
Does it surprise you?
Frankly, yes.
Then you weren't prepared.
Prepared for what?
For the unusual. It happens to all of us.
Sooner or later.
Sometimes it's only a dream.
A nightmare.
Nobody is spared.
Nobody is forgotten.
It helps us remain humble.
Humble?
Do you understand what we mean?
I'm not sure.
But you don't find us ridiculous.
Ridiculous? No.
Do you want to be alone?
Do you want us to go?
Well, you must have more important things to do than look after me.
We have nothing to do.
Nothing important.
Then I wish you'd stay. I like talking to you. I seem to remember your inn is called the Blue Trout. Are there still trout around here?
There used to be.
Our guests used to arrive by horse-drawn carriages. This was a favorite resort with all sorts of things to see.
Yes.
Artificial waterfalls, fish ponds, grottos made of shells and castles of rock.
Yes. It was charming. Hmm.
Tiny Japanese bridges connected the ponds. There was even a maze of laurel bushes. Everybody's favorite was a pavilion with copies of the Seven Wonders of the World in Mother of Pearl. Oh, we never had a dead season.
Then they built the railroad for trains that didn't stop. And it became so quiet here.
The ponds turned into swamp.
We were terribly lonely. You stop caring when you're alone.
Don't you ever have any visitors?
We don't have any neighbors.
We live alone. Just two old ladies in this big house.
You weren't always alone, were you?
We accepted our fate. And it was our lot to nurse a sick man. There was no other way.
We nursed him for 36 years, day and night.
Until he died.
Who was he?
Our father.
Papa was very ill. He was helpless without us. We had to feed him like a child.
He hated strangers. That's why only Melanie and I nurse him.
We accepted his pain. You see, suffering was our fate.
He was always afraid of losing us. When Melanie became engaged to a doctor, Papa did something terrible.
Be quiet, Olympia. I don't think Mr. Bernd is interested.
Go on. I'd like to hear it.
Papa cut his own wrist.
Olympia.
Oh, my God. And your fiancé?
Tell him, Melanie.
I had to give him up. By the way, his name was Julian, like yours.
You both became nurses. Why didn't he allow one of you to marry?
I was on night shift.
Night shift.
And I was on day shift.
You mean you worked around the clock, as in a hospital?
Yes.
We wore uniforms, just like a hospital.
When did your father die?
3 years ago. He suffered a lot of pain the last few weeks.
You gave him the best of care.
Old Dr. Webb was stingy. We had to beg for every ounce of morphine. In the end, we stole Dr. Webb's prescription forms. Then we wrote prescriptions ourselves.
It was the only way.
We couldn't stand Papa's cries.
You mustn't condemn us. You'd have done the same.
He's asleep. Olympia, what have we done? Why did we tell him? He's a stranger. He'll go to the police.
Calm down, Melanie. Mr. Bernd is no stranger. He's sick. And you have the privilege of nursing him for a while.
Yes, of course. I do whatever you...
Until he is better. Or till he has to go to the hospital. It'll depend on Dr. Webb. Have you forgotten, Melanie?
Where did I put Mr. Burns' letter? I know I put it somewhere. I remember Olympia giving it back to me. And then I think, I mean, a letter can't just disappear. Where did I put it? It's a lovely letter. He asks for his wife's forgiveness with no vengeance, despite what she's done to him. He apologizes for leaving her after she confessed to being unfaithful with another man.
Melanie.
Have you found the letter?
I mailed it for you.
You only say that to tease me. You sealed that letter and hid it to keep it for yourself. Please, Olympia, tell me. Did you really mail that letter? If you did, she could find out. She could come here and take him away.
I mailed the letter.
I think I'll give him a double dose. A full syringe. In the night. Yes, that's when I'll do it. When she gets here, he'll have fainted. We'll say Dr. Webb had an accident. And where is it? Where's the morphine? Olympia?
We have no morphine.
The prescription pad. Where did I put it? Prescriptions.
We have no prescriptions either. I burnt everything.
Burnt? Burnt everything? No morphine. You betrayed me, Olympia. You're sending him away. We'll be alone again.
Melanie, don't you understand what we've done?
Not again, Olympia. We'll never be alone again. Let them wait out there.
Melanie.
The wild cats. They're waiting for us. They're taking their time. They're waiting for him to go. When it gets dark, we must bolt the door. I can't stand the shriek.
Melanie, what are you doing? Put the letter opener down. Melanie, Melanie, not your wrist.
Come in.
I brought you your supper.
Oh, no, thank you. As a matter of fact, I am rather hungry.
That's good. I hope you like it. I just come from Dr. Webb's office. He sends his regards.
Oh, Dr. Webb sends regards?
Yes. Sorry, but I'm afraid every time Dr. Webb comes... You're asleep. He was here first thing in the morning.
What did he say?
The blood test was negative.
Negative? Well, that means... It's...
Everything is fine. Just some sort of flu bug, probably. Dr. Webb said he'll look in again tomorrow night. But if you feel well enough, it will be all right for you to leave in the morning.
Well... I think I'd better take the first train.
I'll wake you just before 5. That'll give you plenty of time for breakfast.
Yes, thank you.
Anything else?
Yes. If it was only a blood test, only flu, why the... morphine?
It makes one tell the truth.
Did you doubt anything I told you?
We didn't know what to think. The train mysteriously stopped, and you got off.
Yes. Yes, it was all a mistake.
We were suspicious, but we took you in. Don't think harshly of us, Mr. Barrett. We took you in and made you well again.
Olympia, what are you doing?
I packed the small suitcase.
Are we going away?
Yes. You're going away.
Where? Are they coming for me?
You won't know anything about it. You'll be asleep. I gave you something to make you sleep.
Did I give you trouble?
Please.
Did I?
Please lie still.
What did I do?
The same as Papa.
The wrists?
Yes. I'll come and see you as often as I can.
I'll be at the window.
It'll only take 2 hours by cab.
My eyes. I'm sleepy.
You'll sleep.
When will they come?
Don't think of it.
You'll be alone. Watch out for the wildcats.
I'll put out some milk when it's dark, so they won't harm me.
Why didn't we think of feeding them before? Perhaps they'd have loved us. If we die, only the authorities will know about it. It doesn't matter if we live or die. It doesn't matter.
There.
That's why I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid, dear Melanie. Sleep now. And forgive me.
I'm sorry I couldn't say goodbye to your sister.
She wanted to get up and say goodbye to you, but I wouldn't let her. At her age, one shouldn't take a call too lightly.
Last night, I heard a car pull up.
Yes, we had guests.
Good morning, Miss Olympia.
Good morning.
Well, now you'll be all alone again, just the two of you.
Oh, we'll find things to do.
Well, all the best to you and your sister.
You'll have to get on quickly. Will you please wave from the window?
Maybe I'll come back again sometime.
Yes. They all say that. You haven't forgotten anything, have you?
I don't think so.
Are they expecting you?
Pardon me?
Is someone expecting you?
Oh, yes, yes. Somebody's expecting me.
I'm so glad for you.
What did you say?
I said I'm so glad.
Well, thank you. Don't forget to give my address to Dr. Webb. Please tell him to send me his bill. And thanks again for everything.
Goodbye.
No use waving to him now.
Can't see you anymore.
Yes. How silly.
How's your sister?
She's gone on a trip.
A long trip?
Yes. A long trip. Melanie! Oh, Melanie. Melanie, I've never heard them before. Dark. They come after dark when the moor is full and when you're alone. Oh.